Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Vedanti tattva vidat tattvam.
Vedanti
tattva vidat tattvam. Jajnanam advayam.
Jajnanam advayam.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Vedanti tattva vidat.
Vedanti tattva vidas
sattvam yajnanam advayam
sattvam yajnanam advayam
brahmeti paramatmeti
brahmeti paramatmeti
bhagavan iti shabdyate
bhagavan iti shabdyate
vedanti tattva vidas
vedanti tattva vidas
sattvam
tattvam
Vedanti tattva vidastattvam.
Vedanti tattva vidastattvam.
Vedanti tattva vidastattvam.
Yajnanam advayam.
Yajnanam advayam.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Brahmeti paramatmeti.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Bhagavan iti shabdyate.
Purport. The absolute truth is both subject and object, and there is no qualitative difference there. Therefore, Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are qualitatively one and the same. The same substance is realized as impersonal Brahman by the students of the Upanishad, as localized Paramatma by the Hiranyagarbhas, or the yogis, and as Bhagavan by the devotees. In other words, Bhagavan, or the personality of Godhead, is the last word of the absolute truth. Paramatma is the partial representation of the personality of Godhead, and impersonal Brahman is the glowing effulgence of the personality of Godhead, as the sun rays are to the sun god. Less intelligent students of either of the above schools sometimes argue in favor of their own respective realization, but those who are perfect seers of the absolute truth know well that the above three features of the one absolute truth are different perspective views seen from different angles of vision. As it is explained in the first shloka of the first chapter of the Bhagavatam, the Supreme Truth is self-sufficient, cognizant, and freed from the illusion of relativity. In the relative world, the knower is different from the known, but in the absolute truth, both the knower and the known are one and the same thing. In the relative world, the knower is the living spirit or superior energy, whereas the known is inert matter or inferior energy. Therefore, there is a duality of inferior and superior energy, whereas in the absolute realm, both the knower and the known are of the same superior energy. There are three kinds of energies of the supreme energetic. There is no difference between the energy and the energetic, but there is a difference of quality of energies. The absolute realm and the living entities are of the same superior energy, but the material world is inferior energy. The living being in contact with the inferior energy is illusion, thinking he belongs to the inferior energy. Therefore, there is the sense of relativity in the material world. In the absolute, there is no such sense of difference between the knower and the known, and therefore everything there is absolute.
So, tattva. Tattva means truth. Absolute truth. The absolute truth is the reason from three angles of vision. Those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by the ascending process, they can reach up to the impersonal realm. Those who are trying to find out the absolute truth within himself, Paramatma, they can see the absolute truth localized. Localized means just like during meridian, everyone sees the sun on his head. There may be a person dispersed 5,000 miles, but everyone will say that the sun is on his head. So the sun is one, but he appears to be on everyone's head. Similarly, Paramatma, partial expansion of Krishna, ekapasurachetam jagadanna koti. Jachaktirasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindamadi purusham tamambhya. Ekapasu, one plenary portion, Sankarsan. Sankarsan is plenary portion of Krishna. So, Sankarsan, one, he is managing the whole material creation. Rachayatam. From Sankarsan, there are Purushavata, the Mahavishnu, Karanadokshayi. From him, again, second Purushavata, Garbhodokshayi Vishnu. And again, from him, third Purushavata is Khirodokshayi Vishnu. Khirodokshayi Vishnu is within this universe. He is lying on the ocean of milk, Khira. So, the Paramatma, his Paramatma feature, this Khirodokshayi Vishnu, is situated in everyone's heart. Annantarastham. Annantarastham is the Garbhodokshayi Vishnu, and Annantarastham and Paramanuchayantarastham, not only within the universe, but within the atom of the universe. Nobody can count how many atoms are there, but still Vishnu is there. This is Paramatma. Brahmeti Paramatmi. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge, personified. Person who is eternal, blissful knowledge. So, Brahma is eternity, and Paramatma is knowledge, and Krishna is bliss. The three things, Satchidananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, they are fully present in Krishna. So, Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam, that will be explained. The original Bhagavan, Bhagavan, they are all Bhagavan. From Krishna, Baladev, from Baladev, Shankarsan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev. In this expansion, one lamp, one candle, you ignite another candle, another, hundreds and thousands of candles. All the candles are of the same power. Not that, that the second candle is less powerful than the first candle. No. All Vishnu tattvas, they are the same personality of Godhead. That is also explained in Brahma Sangha. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta means unlimited number, expansion. The unlimitedness is compared just like there are waves in the river, it is going on. Perpetually, nobody can count. Similarly, how many incarnations and expansions are coming out from original personality of Godhead, nobody can count. Everything unlimited. So, but they are all the same. Vishnu-tattva. They are called Sangsa. Sangsa means personal expansion. And we living entities, we are also expansion, part and parcel of Krishna. But we are Vibhinnangsa. Vibhinnangsa, separated, part and parcel. We are not as powerful as Vishnu-tattva. Vishnu-tattva is all-powerful. We are also powerful, partially, just like Brahma. Brahma is also a living entity, but he is so powerful that he can create a universe. But Brahma is created by Vishnu, and Lord Shiva is created by Brahma, and all the demigods. So, God, there are different degrees of God. Anyone can claim, I am God. God means controller. So there are different degrees. I am controller, but I am controlled by somebody else. He is also controlled by somebody else. In this way, go on. You'll find everyone is controller to some extent, but he's, at the end he's controlled by somebody else. In this way, when you come to Vishnu-tattva, then you'll find that Vishnu, he controls everything, but there is nobody controller of him. Vishnu-tattva or Krishna-tattva, generally known as Vishnu-tattva. Jiva-tattva, we are Jiva-tattva. Because we have no inquisitiveness, as recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jivasya tattva jignasa. We are not interested. We, when we find a teeny god, we think, here is finished. No, you search more. Tattva jignasa. Who is this cause? Just like here in this material world, we find the sun is most powerful. Sun is the most powerful. Then if you go on researching, then what is next to the sun? We see the sun glow, but you don't see the sun god, but there is sun god. So, if we can penetrate into the sun glow, then we can find there is sun god. He is the cause of the sun glow. The sun glow is the cause of the sun sign. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti, Brahma effulgence, is the effect of the effulgence from the Goloka Vrindavan planet, Brahma Jyoti. And within this Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. Brahmeti. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Brahmana aham pratishtha. This Brahma Jyoti effulgence, just like the sun sign is resting on the sun globe. This sun sign is not so important as the sun globe, because from there the sun sign is coming out. Although the sun sign is universally spread, still it is less important than the sun glow. Similarly, Brahma effulgence is unlimited. Still, it is less important than the Goloka Vrindavan planet. And actually, only one Krishna. Krishna is one. And from him, this rays, Krishna's bodily rays, Brahma Jyoti. That is also explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasya Prabha. Prabha means rays or effulgence. Jasya Prabha Prabhupato Jagadandakuti. Jagadandakuti, where from all these universes are coming. After the effulgence, bodily effulgence of Krishna is expanded, then so many planets and universes are generated. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalambha. So the Srishtis tattva, the truth of creation, the truth of the absolute truth, absolute God, personality of Godhead, it is a great science, but modern education, they do not take interest in this science. Because, why they do not take interest? Because duskriti, you know, they're very, very sinful. Duskriti, you know, always engaged in sinful activities. Those who are sinful, they cannot understand what is God. That is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jesham antagatam papam. A person who is completely free from sinful activities, Jesham antagatam papam. Antagatam papam means antagatam. Completely finished. Jisham antagatam papam. Antagatam means goes inside. Jisham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Who can get out of these sinful activities, those who are engaged in pious activities. Pious activities. If you act always pious activities, then there will be no chance of committing sinful activities. Therefore, Shastra recommends, don't do this. Don't have illicit sex. Don't take intoxication. Don't indulge in gambling. Don't eat meat. These are impious activities. If you stop this, then there is chance of pious activities. You cannot have both the things at a time. You cannot ignite fire at the same time pour water on it. If you want to see fire is blazing nicely, then you should not touch water. Similarly, after initiation, your all sinful activities are nullified. Krishna says, aham tang sarva papim bhava khusha. Surrender. As soon as you surrender to Krishna through the spiritual master, he takes away all your resultant action of sinful activities immediately. But if you again commit, that is not good. That is greatest offense. Namna jala jasahi papa buddhi. We have several times explained the 10 kinds of offenses. Out of the 10 kinds of offenses, this offense, that because I am now initiated to chant Hare Krishna mantra, and Hare Krishna mantra nullifies all sinful reaction, so let me commit this sinful activity, and I said chant Hare Krishna, it will be nullified. This business is the greatest offense. Greatest offense. Not that I confess I have done it, sir. All right. Again I do, again I confess. No. That's not good. This is called hostisnan. Hostisnan. Hostisnan means the elephant takes bath in the lake, very sufficiently watering on the body, very cleansing the whole body nicely. But as soon as come on the land, he takes some dust and throws over his body again. This kind of business is no good for spiritual progress. Once your all sinful activities are nullified, aham tva sarva pape va moksha. But again if you commit, that is very great offense. No more. Jagai Madhai, they said, no more. Jagai Madhai was very sinful, so Nityananda Prabhu requested Lord Chaitanya to accept them, because Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is to reclaim all sinful man. So, papi tapi jato chilo hari nami uddhari. Simply by spreading this Hare Krishna mantra, he has delivered all the sinful persons, suffering persons, tar shakhi jagaya mala. The evidence is Jagayan Mata. So this Hare Krishna movement is so nice that anyone can be delivered. But there must be one promise. Just like Jagai Madhai, they surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be delivered. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them one condition, that whatever sinful activities you have done, that I shall nullify immediately. But you promise that you will not commit again. So they promised, Arnarimba. This is one. every one of us more or less sinful. So when we approach spiritual master, take initiation, our sinful reaction is finished. But we must not commit again. That is great offense. So we should be very much alert to be guard against committing sinful, because Krishna, God, is pavitram, pure. So, of course, if you are in service of Krishna, as I explained, you will remain pure. After initiation you are pure, and you will remain in the service of the Lord, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, observing the rules, then you remain pure. So, jesam antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam, and punya karma is devotional service. There is no comparison. If you offer little fruit, flower, water with devotion to Krishna, it is many times greater than all kinds of pious activities. That is the version of the Shastra. So you remain pure and go on executing devotional service, punya karma. Then God will be realized. Sāyameva spurattada. By your energy, if you want to understand God by your ascending process, that also requires purity. Not that simply speculation, no. Chaturvidha bhajante mām sukriti na arjuna. Sukriti. Sukriti means those who are very pious. They can come to the devotional service. Fortunate. So, this tattva-jñān, vadanti tattva-vidas-tatyam, yad-jñānam-adyam, absolute truth, will be revealed if we remain pure and go on executing our devotional duties. Then Krishna will appear before you. We will see Krishna eye to eye. Jisam antagatam papam jananang punyakarmanam ti dandam mahaninmukta bhajanti mang dhirabhrita. Bhakti Devi, Krishna's bhakti potency, or Radharani, when she is satisfied that you are very sincere, then she will help you, introducing you to Krishna. Here is a nice devotee. Radharani is so kind, sometimes she says that this devotee is better than me. Yes. Therefore, we should try to satisfy Radharani, remain pure and chant the 16 rounds regularly, observe the regulative principles, then your success is guaranteed. There is no doubt, because Krishna will reveal to you what He is. And as soon as you understand Krishna, then you are liberated. Jo janati tat tat janma karma me dibbao. How Krishna is working janma karma, how is appearing, disappearing, what are His plenary portions, how is expanding, how is managing the whole creation, everything you will understand. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavi Graya Indiya. But we cannot understand without these blunt senses. But Sivan Makhi Jivadu, when we engage our senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sivanam. Rishik means senses, purified senses. When they are engaged in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, then Śrīmanamukhe hi jīvhādo sāyam eva spurattada. He reveals. And as soon as he reveals unto you, you understand Krishna, everything. And as soon as you understand Krishna, immediately you become eligible to go back to home, back to God. So follow this principle. Next class.
Touch.
Touch.
Shraddhana.
Shraddhana.
Munayo.
Munayo.
Jnana.
Jnana.
Vairagya.
Vairagya.
Yuktaya.
Yuktaya.
Pashyanti.
Pashyanti.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Shradmanam.
Shradmanam.
Bhaktiya.
Bhaktiya.
Shruta.
Shruta.
पश्यन्त्यात्मनिचात्मानम्
भक्त्या
श्रुत गृहीतया तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम्
भक्त्या
श्रुतगृहीतया तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम्
भक्त्या श्रुतगृहीतया
तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम्
भक्त्या
श्रुतगृहीतया तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम् भक्त्या श्रुतगृहीतया तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम्
श्रुतगृहीतया
तच्छ्रद्धदानमुनयो ज्ञानवैराग्ययुक्तया पश्यन्त्यात्मनि चात्मानम् गृहीतया भक्ता श्रुतगृहीतया
Shraddhadana. Seriously inquisitive.
Seriously inquisitive.
Munayaha.
Munayaha.
Sages.
Sages.
Jnana.
Jnana.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Vairagya.
Vairagya.
Detachment.
Detachment.
Yuktaya.
Yuktaya.
Well equipped with.
Well equipped with.
Pashyanti.
Pashyanti.
See.
See.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Within himself.
Within himself.
Cha.
Cha.
In.
In.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
The Paramatma.
The Paramatma.
Bhaktiya.
Bhaktiya.
In devotional service.
In devotional service.
Shruta.
Shruta.
The Vedas.
The Vedas.
Rihitaya.
Rihitaya.
Well received.
Well received.
These are the qualifications.
one who can see God. These are the qualifications. First of all, he is Saddhadhana, must be very faithful, submissive, and Shuddha, faithful, yes. Munaya means thoughtful. We have to contemplate. This I have heard today in the Bhagavad class, then contemplate how far I have understood, how far it is taught, what is the difficulty, so many things. He must be thoughtful, munaya. Then, what kind of munaya? There are many so-called thoughtful, thinking for sense gratification. How I shall go to that brother and how I shall drink. No. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Thoughtful with knowledge and vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. Knowledge means, jnana means knowledge, full knowledge. Without actual knowledge, what is the meaning of speculation? The knowledge is, just like we have jiva satattva jigyasa, inquisitive for understanding the absolute truth. But if he hasn't got knowledge about the absolute truth, what he'll speculate about? Jnana vairagya yukta. These are the qualifications. He must be thoughtful. He must have knowledge. Jnana vairagya. He must have detachment. If he is materially attached, then he'll think of, meditate, only the material subject matter. The so-called meditators, they are so much materially attached. Then what is the meaning of their meditation? They'll think of these material things. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. They must be detached from material attachment. Then he can see. He hasn't got to go anywhere. Atmane, within himself, we'll see. Chatmanam. And the whole basic principle is bhakta sruta grihitaya. He must be a devotee. This jnana means devotional jnana, not the dry speculation. And how this jnana, this knowledge is achieved? Sruta grihitaya. Sruta means Vedic knowledge. Without Vedic knowledge, there is no advancement, Vedic knowledge. Not that I manufacture something. Some rascal avatar has come, he says that now I want to give up all these books, Vedic knowledge. So this is going on. But no, without Vedic knowledge, sruta grihitaya, sruta. Sruta means through the ear. You have to understand. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that to become devotee without reference to the Vedic knowledge is simply disturbance. I am a devotee. What kind of devotee? I have become devotee. Have you read anything? Have you heard anything? No, I have avoided all books. So, such kind of devotion, Rupa Goswami says, utpa, simply disturbance, creating disturbance. That is going on at the present moment. So many rascals, they are manufacturing their own way of understanding without any reference to the authoritative shastra, Vedic knowledge, without any vairagya. You can do anything, you can indulge all kinds of sense gratification, simply meditate. What kind of meditation he'll do? Therefore these things are explained. Sruta grihitaya. Sruta. Sruti. Veda. Sruti. Sruta grihita. And as soon as there is question of sruta, you must hear from the listen from the authoritative person. Sthane sthita asuti gatang tanuang manovi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can remain in your position, but simply try to hear from the authority, then everything will come out. That is called Sruta Pritika. Thank you.